percent of the flipping is in there, isn't it?
Do what?
The flip. How did you get that going?
I don't know.
All right, Morgan. This is a very serious competition.
I'm sorry, what?
And then is it the nervous part?
Yes, finally. I was like shaking it there. I was like, oh my gosh, it's my turn. So I think I did pretty good.
What preparation is it? And then you did it.
I worked out. I lifted weights. I went to dance classes.
Shane Tidwell, dear Drew, since Romo's retiring, are the Texans going to draft a QB? Yes, but it's not necessarily because he's retiring. And who would they target in the draft? Well, you could go for a number of guys like Deshaun Watson from Clemson if he's around, Pat Mahomes from Texas Tech, and then also, do you see the Texans moving up in the draft? They could. They could move up in the draft. They could move back. They've done both. So, yeah, any of those things could happen. Shane, that was a great question. And because it was such a great question, you win Texas Lottery Scratch-Off. So, email right here. Say, I'm Shane. I won. And we'll send you some scratch-offs. Kent, dear Drew, lifelong Oilers and Texans fan here. We should draft the best offensive lineman possible and put Tom Savage in as a starter. It's cool. It's a good thought. Good idea. Kevin Stone, the Stonewall, Stonorama. Was Tony Romo the reasons the Texans have not signed any outside free agents due to holding up cap space? No, that's not necessarily the case. I understand why people would see it that way, but the Texans also are thinking for the long term, and you got to remember there are still guys on this roster who you might want to reward with contracts down the line, so you got to have money for them too. So no, that's not the reason the Texans have been a little bit quieter or on the quieter side with external free agents. Chris Royal, dear Drew, no question, just a quote from Garth Brooks about the whole Tony Romo to the Texans talk. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. Yeah, so sometimes you think you want something, but it turns out what you wanted probably wasn't the best thing for you. So, okay, Chris, that's good. Kenneth Gaddis, dear Drew, will anyone ask you a question that is not quarterback related? Kenny G, just wait a second, man, because we got our good buddy Bob Ellis. Bob chimes in with this. Do you believe that dear Drew needs to become departed Drew? Where you been, Bobby? We miss you. Thomas Ferraro, dear Drew, who's buried in Grant's tomb? Hint, it ain't Grant. Well, Thomas, everyone knows no one's buried per se, because it's a sarcophagus, which means it's above ground, so it's not buried. The person, or people, Grant, his wife, are not buried. Ulysses S. Grant. Jonathan Lovell, dear Drew, can you give me an update on Nick Martin and David Questenberry, please? Yes, Jonathan, I love the manners there. That's cool. Nick Martin, gonna be back. He's gonna compete for what he thinks is a starting job, either at center or guard. That raises the level of competition, raises the quality probably of play on the offensive line. And as for David Questenberry, he's going to try and compete as well. He is finished with all his cancer treatments and is looking to make the squad in 2017. TM Darkest, dear Drew, what do you expect moving Romeo Crennel to the other side of the ball will accomplish? What's his experience? Well, TM, he's not moving to the other side of the ball. He's merely been elevated or promoted. He's an assistant head coach, still sticking with the defense. So not coaching the offense, still going to be focused on the defense and whatnot. Mike Vrabel is the new coordinator, though, defensively. Man, we got some good ones from you this week, and we heard from Bobby. Bobby, thanks for sending that in, and we will see you again next time.